Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to the fire.
Welcome to the fire, boys. My name is Parker McDonald.
And I'm Walter Lee, and we'll be your hosts on this episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. If you're a new hunter trying to learn the basics,
or you're a veteran woodsman just trying to get through your workday, there's always a place at our campfire for you.
Speaking of the fire, we would love it if you guys would join our growing Patreon community and be a part of the best and only digital deer camp south of Mason-Dixon Line.
Come on. If you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the show notes. But for now, Walt,
welcome to the fire.
We are rolling. Gentlemen, it's only three of us here tonight. We didn't... Everybody else is doing their own thing. But I got Casey here. Casey, what's say up? What's up. And we got Johnny here.
What's up?
we've had a fun day here in Michigan. We're in Michigan now, and it's been a freaking blast so far. We've only been here 2 days.
Yeah. It's the best 2 days of my life.
Especially this morning, I guess.
Yeah, this morning was pretty good for you guys. We've got a tale of two gentlemen going to Michigan and punching tags on their first sit. This what's up. No, we definitely did, though. We had a good time. So I was able to shoot a doe last night on my first real sit in Michigan here on the public land. And Casey, I can't tell you what he killed, but he killed a deer in Michigan this morning.
Yep, that I did. We spent all yesterday pretty much, actually no, yesterday morning. No, we went in the evening too. Yeah, all of yesterday scouting. The first two pieces we didn't find much at all. And then so in the evening we went to a piece that I had looked at on Onyx, and I mean, I had heard that it was a really good piece too, so I wanted to check it out. So we went back there only for honestly like an hour, and what we found, some really good stuff. We found probably in total like 20 rubs in this little area, and four scrapes, tracks everywhere, droppings everywhere. It just looked really good. So we were in there till about 6 o'clock, then we left because I needed to shoot my bow to make sure it didn't get knocked like during travel. So that was all good. And then we woke up at 5:30 this morning, got in, set up right at around 7, and shooting light was right at 7:20. So we were in there fairly early. And the first 2.5 hours of the sit were kind of disheartening. Like, we didn't see a thing. I had really expected to see some movement, like, at first light, but we didn't see or hear anything. And so it was right at 9:30, and I was about to tell Johnny, like, we're probably going to pack up in 20, 30 minutes and get out of here. And I looked up, and there was two deer. I was about to say what they were. There was two deer about 80 yards away.
Doing a fawn. I'm just kidding.
Smoked that fawn.
So I shot the fawn. I aimed at one of the spots, and I shot. But, so yeah, they were milling around at about 80 yards, and we watched them for probably 15 minutes. And they slowly worked their way towards us and came to 20 yards and gave me a great shot, so I took it. And yeah.
Second deer in 2 weeks for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Johnny, you got a similar story, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, able to punch a tag in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. We worked so hard for this one. And I was with Casey at that time, too, so it's like two... I was about to say that too, but it was two
in a row. Let's just say this. Y'all seen a lot of deer die together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is our third one. Deer kill together.
Third one.
That's pretty freaking cool, honestly. You filmed Johnny kill his two, and you filmed him kill one of his two.
Yeah.
But
there's one thing I remember Casey telling me when I shot my deer in West Virginia. He said, like, I think it's kind of one of the first things you said, and was like, oh, dude, I'm so glad we don't have to wake up again at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow. Yeah. So.
Yeah, dude. I mean, y'all definitely put in the work for it. And when like, it's hard to hunt this many days in a row. Like, even if you're cameraman, like, you go from hunting hard to hunting hard.
Yeah.
And filming,
you know. Casey, we were talking about this earlier. Casey jumped at the chance to be camp host right now because he's had to go hard the whole time.
I haven't had a chance to breathe this whole tour. So I'm kind of excited to be camp host now.
Yeah.
So it's like you filmed Johnny a couple times, which is hard work.
Yeah.
Right? Johnny likes to wake up at freaking 2 o'clock in the morning and go to a spot 18 miles in
but it pays off, you know? It pays off.
It does. You're right. It does pay off.
Yeah.
But, like, you do that. You keep doing that, especially as a cameraman. Yeah. And it's like, okay. And Casey's thinking, like, crap, I just did this last week, you know, because I was hunting last week. It's just a lot. So people don't think about it. Like, they think, like, oh, you're living the dream. And it really is. Like, it truly is. Like, we got nothing to complain about.
But it's not easy. Like,
it's definitely not
easy. You know? Yeah. It's not easy at all. I mean, but it's we like it so much that we don't.
I think
it's so.
It's easy to like sleep in. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's easy to sleep in because you know I'm going to get to hunt. I got all season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I found is that it's hard to. It's hard to get in the habit of saying, no, I got to flip and go. Like, when it's my time to go, I need to go. And, I mean, I'm in that right now. I'm kind of feeling that way right now. I shot a deer yesterday, so I was like, freaking take it easy today.
But now I'm sure you are like...
Now I'm chomping at the bit.
I want to
get back out there, bad. Yeah. But, dude, I'm actually really enjoying myself here in Michigan.
Yeah.
This is a pretty cool story. Buddy Johnny, not this Johnny, another Johnny that we met in North Dakota. I was able to take some pictures of him with a buck that he killed in North Dakota. We met him at camp. He's from this area. And he just sent us a whole bunch of pins. We were just on the phone with him, talking to him and chatting. And he was sending us some pins for the area we're hunting. And one of his favorite spots on the whole place was the spot that Casey killed the deer at. Which, you know, is kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because Michigan's known for having a lot of hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder how many people that's their favorite spot out there.
Probably 100 people.
Yeah, they're like, man, I got this spot nobody knows about. And it's just the same pin. You know what I mean? Like, literally, I walked, I probably did 6 miles altogether yesterday. And every good spot that I found had a hunter sign.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere close.
Orange tape.
Cameras, tape, yeah.
Bait pile.
Bait piles, yeah.
Bait pile.
Did y'all find one?
Yeah.
Found a bait pile?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
Actually, what happened is that we found a couple of tree stands, like, but they were all set up in a way that I told Casey. I was like, dude, there's no way there's no bait pile, because I knew that probably that hunter in particular were not baiting at a tree stand just so he don't get caught.
Uh-huh.
And Casey was like, no, I still believe in people. And right where I thought we would find one, like right in the middle of those trails and tree stand, there was the bait pile, but with no tree stand.
No tree stand on it?
On it. Just around it.
Yeah, pretty sure he got a picture of me on his cell cam looking at it.
It's like some people don't even freaking care.
Yeah, it's like he was not trying to hide it at all. He had like a pile of apples, a red salt lick, all right there, and then a cell cam.
Were y'all deep?
With the like,
no, it was not a bit.
No.
We were like maybe 400 yards from the truck.
With pink flags, like for every trail with tree stands.
Yeah. And it was just like we just walked the field edge the whole time.
This is freaking funny. So last night, I get back to this area, and I scouted my way back in on a property line, and I felt like I went past all the hunter sign, because like there was a tree stand and like some stuff. I had a similar thing happen where I was like, there's got to be a bait pile somewhere right here, because I'm like, there's no reason why this tree stand would be right here. It's kind of a dumb spot. And so I'm just walking in, and I get way back there, and I finally find this little hub of hardwoods. It's not a thermal hub or anything. It's just like a hub of clear open hardwoods with oaks, or with like a horseshoe of that real thick, nasty, swampy bedding. And so I go in there. I think I sat for 20 minutes, shot this deer. I saw a nice buck in there, saw a bunch of does and shot one. And as I got down and gutted her, found her, tracked her, gutted her. And as I'm dragging her out, it's starting to get dark. And I'm waiting for you guys to bring me my frame pack. I'm just going to pack her out, right? And so I start dragging, and as soon as I cut on my spotlight or my headlamp, all the woods light up with, like, those night eyes. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess a lot of people have been back here. I felt like I was in a spot where nobody had been. And I find, like, trail cameras. I see them shining. I see tree stands, and it was kind of funny at that point, but there was still a lot of deer. You know, maybe we're here in a good time of the year where there's not as much pressure.
Yeah.
We're here in the middle of the week. You know, it'll be probably comical this weekend.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
There's probably gonna be a ton of people, for sure.
It'll be funny to see how many people are actually here on the weekend.
So I'm glad I got it done on Monday. I don't got to worry about the weekend crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I got to leave Sunday. You start on Sunday, so you'll get all of next week, which the later in the season we get, the closer to November we get, the better the hunting gets.
The more people there are.
But maybe, you're also right.
Just a bit,
but also probably. The deer get a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
I feel like you've kind of had a nice advantage, like getting to be the second week hunter. In the last two places, like to use.
I wouldn't say that for West Virginia, because nobody has nothing, you know?
No, but you were able to find, figure out what to look for. And
Nodak,
and you got the good week.
I started in Nodak, but in West Virginia.
But Nodak, it took you longer to get on deer, I felt like, than it has in the other places. Not get on deer, but to, like, kind of figure out how you wanted to hunt the area.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So yeah,
when you're the first hunter,
I felt better. You're right. Okay, about West Virginia, like it was not about like the other hunters or the spot they found or something like that, or the deer. It was more about what you're talking about at camp. What's going on in the woods? What's hot at this time? Like what's gonna work? What's where are the deers? That was more that process that kind of helped me.
So we were talking about with Eli, he gets to hunt probably more than anybody does, but he also, the last couple times, he's had to been the first hunter. And so, like, they almost always have to burn a day or two on scouting.
Yeah.
Whereas when you go from being a cameraman to a hunter, or a camp host to a hunter.
I was a camp host, so I had to burn a day.
Yeah, a little bit. But you also got a little bit of extra time.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Casey. Casey's just making everybody's life a little bit easier. by kill when he killed he kills his deer early.
Yeah.
Lets everybody else hunt.
Hey, that's what you get when you don't pass deer. I don't pass deer. That's a
never pass.
Never pass. Ever. Well,
I haven't passed one too. Just I guess I was just lucky. Or...
You have. You have passed does.
Oh, does. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you have passed does in West Virginia. About back, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we passed a couple of does. But mm-hmm. we ended up maybe shooting one though. We don't know. We can't tell on the
podcast. You're right. Good caught. Good catch.
I was just trying to go around.
Yeah, man. But it's been fun. We've had a good time so far here in Michigan. I'm hoping we have a few guests stop by. You know, that's the one thing about being in a place where there's a lot of hunters is a lot of the people who create really good hunting content are around here.
Foreshadowing?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of foreshadowing. we're trying, anyways. We're trying to get some people out here. Definitely an interesting, like the hunting culture around here is. Mm. You can just we haven't even been here long, but you can tell it's pretty strong. But people are so flipping nice.
Yeah,
like everybody is super nice. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels Southern hospitality ish. And felt like maybe in West Virginia and in North Dakota. Hunters were almost kind of not unwelcome. It wasn't unwelcome,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of like, why are you here hunting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People just kind of understand it here.
Yeah. Maybe it's less common for those all other places.
Yeah.
Less common to see them.
Yeah.
Other hunter and...
But it's cool. It's the woods here are freaking awesome. I love the way they lay out.
Mm-hmm. I told Casey that, I don't know why, but the spot he killed that deer, I was like, walking in, I was like, dude, because I went to Kentucky last spring. I was like, dude, it looks like Kentucky. And Casey agreed with me. He was like, yeah. That's what I'm used to.
It looks like Western Kentucky, like mm-hmm. like the place you went to. Not exactly. I won't name the name, but the with all the water.
Yeah,
like it probably lays out similar. You got like really cool, like thick bedding. It's marshy.
Yeah,
short brush type stuff. I don't even know what it would be. But it's just really grown up.
With edges.
Yeah. With the edges. And then just beautiful hardwoods where you killed your deer, dude. We were just watching that footage. Golly, that's like picturesque, like perfect October spot. There,
And the film is pretty good.
It's perfect.
I haven't heard you about commenting about that. But
it looks great.
Me, people will enjoy
it. They'll love it. Like, it's like the perfect time of day. The leaves are all orange in the background and... Those trees have like the sun's coming through perfect. It's nice, man. It's a gorgeous spot. You come here. So I was like really not pumped about coming here. We were supposed to be in another state and it got canceled. And so we came to Michigan and, I wasn't super pumped about Michigan, about hunting it anyways. But at the same time, like I've always said on podcasts and stuff that I would like to hunt Michigan at some time.
Yeah.
Just to see how it compares, you know, like in the South, Johnny, you may understand this a little bit from where you're at, but in the South, people in the South say, if you can kill a deer in the South, then you can kill a deer anywhere. Well, people in Michigan say, if you can kill a deer in Michigan, you can kill a deer anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's just always interesting to see. That stuff plays out.
If you can kill a deer in West Virginia, then you can kill.
Yeah, that's what people would say. Usually, people who live there, that's how they say it. But West Virginia or Michigan's kind of notorious for the hunter saying how crappy the hunting is, and the pressure is unreal. The pressure is unreal, that is for sure.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of deer.
Yeah, I think.
Around, and it's just it's a cool area to kind of get lost in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some places you can get in deep and, I'm pumped about the rest of the week.
Same.
I'm going to hunt hard. I think these next few days are supposed to get some rain, which kind of stinks. Maybe
sleep hard the rest of the week.
Yeah. You can't posting.
Yeah.
You're not going to go film me at all.
I will. I'll go film you.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Go to the spot.
What did Andrew call it? The G spot? That's what he calls his good spots.
Yeah.
Headed to the G spot.
Is it still like teasing you about it? Or do you know where it is? Or not yet?
Huh?
Are you still looking for the spot?
Oh, that one?
The G-spot?
Yeah. I need to keep looking for that. How long has this podcast been? Almost 20 minutes. We need to get to the 20-minute mark so I can keep looking for that spot. So we have, like, there's this thing where Andrew Blair, who works for Tethered, there's a property that he knows we'll have permission on if we find the spot. We just have to find it. So I'm trying to find it. I'm trying very hard to find it on the map. He gave us a few hints, a few clues.
I'm changing subject, but I'm missing the West Virginia shower. Yeah, the showers.
Oh, yeah, we don't have showers now. We don't have water. They came by today and were like, hey, we're turning off the water. And we're like, okay, let us fill up our water. So we started filling the water up. And then they turned it off. And then we realized the little drain thing was open. We didn't have a plug. There's like a plug for the drain for the water tank.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a plug for it. And so it just drained all of our water out. So we have no water. They turned them off for the rest of the winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's gone.
No more water?
No more water.
For the rest? Wait, what? I wasn't listening.
In the camper?
No more water here in Michigan.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no more. What's up?
What's up?
We're recording a podcast. You want to be a part of it?
Sorry.
No, not sorry. How was it today?
How did it go, Blake?
No, we didn't see anything. We found a lot of sun, though. But freaking roads. I'm talking about.
Talk louder so everybody can hear you.
So there's freaking roads everywhere. And like
the size of a
basketball
tree?
Not basketball. Well, there was one.
There was a couple.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't see any deer?
No.
You gonna keep hunting it?
I don't know. I'm really gonna go in there in the morning.
Hey, there's gravy and mashed taters over there too.
Or
good job, Casey.
Or go over there.
Dang it, don't say it out loud.
That's why I just kind of like mumbled it.
Okay.
Do you think that was...
I don't know, we'll have to see.
I'm sorry.
Frick. I really don't want to have to edit these. Anyways, how'd y'all feel about Michigan? How y'all feeling so far?
Well, we're about to say it was freaking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. How pretty it is here.
I think that spot we were in tonight is a killer spot.
We're recording a podcast.
Huh?
We're recording a podcast.
Sorry, podcasters.
They're not the podcasters. You're actually the podcaster right now.
Podcast,
good listener.
That's a pretty picture, isn't it? Casey with his deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not telling.
Oh, yeah.
We're not telling what it is.
How about y'all's?
Yeah.
How was y'all's evening?
Yeah. We just went and scouted, but we found a humongous prairie and a bunch of bucks on. But I mean, it's kind of easy access, and there was a gut pile by the trail.
Yeah.
So they're moving in daylight at least, right?
Maybe he ain't dead.
He daylighted once.
Johnny, hopefully he just parked right here and dumped his guts out somewhere else.
Yeah, we never know.
Or maybe that's a freaking good spot, and he just doesn't want anybody. I mean, not. People will still go. Some people will still go. Uh-huh. But if he drops a gut right there, maybe he's going to stop.
You got to go sit it.
I've done that before.
I'll go in the morning.
Yeah? So
you're going in the morning?
Yeah, we'll probably go there.
Where's it at? Yeah,
that's,
don't say it out loud, but where's it at?
That's a pretty good spot to me.
Don't say it out loud, but where's it at?
Yeah.
It's right over there.
Way out there.
Way out there.
Way up there. West Virginia thing. Way up there. You gotta go way up there, Bobby.
Bobby.
But the scrape we found, I mean, it was like a garwood scrape, like four different vertical looking branches.
Fresh tracks in there. Fresh.
Big rubs. Really
did,
big rubs.
Blair send you there?
Mm-hmm. I found it. Like within 5 minutes, just driving, saw it, said, I'm going here.
Cool.
There was a bunch of tracks actually at first where you wanted to stop. Yeah, and you changed your mind and you went somewhere else, I guess.
How much hunter sign?
We don't fucking understand.
Yeah, which was didn't have any sticks or nothing on it either.
Yeah,
no seed in it, so I figured it's,
probably like a rifle hunter or something. That's what Blair said. Blair said majority of your stands are going to be rifle hunters.
It wasn't even head high. It's like 8 foot off the ground.
When does the rifle season open here, and how long does it last?
I think it opens about the same as it does back home in Bama. I think it's like November 15th, I think.
But it's not open as long, is it? It's only a week or two or something like that?
I think so.
It's crazy. Well, fellas, y'all just got the tail end of the podcast, but pretty much done. Y'all got any big plans for the rest of the week? Go out and kill a buck? Pretty much it.
Yeah, I hope we can kill a big buck.
Not take a shower. Not have any water.
I came up with a good solution for that, but we'll wait till the podcast.
For the water?
Yeah.
All right then. See y'all.